If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Gene Marks. He's a columnist in small business for The Guardian and the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. This one worries me, the Corporate Transparency Act. You can face fines of $10,000, Gene reports in the Philadelphia Inquirer, per violation or even criminal charges. Legislation known as the Corporate Transparency Act went into effect this year. Gene, I've gotten one questionnaire I'm certain of, and then another one prompting me to go online.
Yes.
That I'm certain of. I believe it was from the Department of Commerce. It was repetitive and odd, but there was, I filled it out and punched the button, but I have no idea whether it went to the right people, whether I was given a pass. It felt like I'd done something wrong. Is that what's going on?
Not really. And I really hope this doesn't take up our entire segment, John, but it's so important for people to know about. This is not from the Department of Commerce. It's from the Department of Treasury. If you're getting something in the mail that's from the Department of Commerce, it's likely some type of survey that they're sending out. But this is entirely different. This is called the Corporate Transparency Act. And what the Department of Treasury is requiring you as a business owner to do is to go to their website. You can just Google Corporate Transparency Act and you will find it. And you, they are requiring you to disclose the beneficial owners of any business that you're involved with. Now, this is not just your main company. Maybe your main company is exempt because there are 23 exemptions for different criteria. But if you happen to own, like, you know, a property somewhere and it's got like a, you know, a partnership you've set up, or a, you know, a small, you know, side gig that you've set up as a, you know, S corporation, you know, just an entity that you're an owner of, including your primary business, you have to go to the Treasury Department's website and fill out and disclose all the owners, beneficial owners, people that not just own, but also have significant sway in the business. You have to disclose their social security number, taxpayer ID, if they have one, you know, home address, all that kind of stuff. To the Treasury Department, you have to do this by the end of the year. This is law. This is not just a request. And if you fail to do it, you could be subject to up to $10,000 in fine per entity, John. So again, let's assume, John, you've got your business, you're as a talk show host, but then maybe you own like a couple of properties and they each have their own, you know, entities that you file a tax return for. If you don't do this, you'll be fined up to $10,000 for each of those entities. So it could be a huge bill that you're facing, and this is required by everybody. Now, not only have I said that there are some exemptions, but you may have heard that there was a lawsuit that happened in Alabama where a federal judge said that this Corporate Transparency Act was unconstitutional. And if you heard that, you would be right. However, that lawsuit is not only being appealed by the Treasury Department, but it only affects the 65,000 members of a National Small Business Association, and no, and everybody else is still subject to this law. It was not a class action suit. So here's my takeaway, everybody. If you're listening to this now, you should talk to an attorney or accountant and ask them about the Corporate Transparency Act and make sure you get your act together and disclose this information. People ask me, John, like, why does the government want to know this information? And I always say, well, you know, it's the government, John. They want to help, maybe, right? I mean, they might be interested in you, John, and what you've got going on, and maybe have some advice for you. Well, actually, no. They want this information for security purposes. That's why. This is a Homeland Security Act, and the information that they're gathering is to make sure, John, that you are not in cahoots or partnership with a member of Al-Qaeda, for example. And that's why they want you to disclose that information.
There's no sound when you roll your eyes. Gene Marks is the small business columnist for The Guardian and the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. I'm John Batts.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards.
costs. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.